It always turns out good. Every time I've held you, I thought you understood. People say a love like ours will surely pass, but I know a love like ours will last and last. But big hours won't know that how our love should go.
How our love, how our love should go.
When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington.
Hello.
A dangerous winter storm combining high winds and ice is blasting through parts of the U.S. southeast. The storm knocked out power yesterday to tens of thousands of customers, felled trees, and coated roads with treacherous ice. Novak Djokovic is heading home to Serbia after his deportation from Australia over its required COVID-19 vaccination ended his hopes of defending his Australian Open tennis title. The annual Martin Luther King Jr. service is set to be held at his old congregation in Atlanta. Scheduled to attend today are the city's mayor, Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, and U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock. And as the nation marks the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., Wall Street will be closed for the day. Meanwhile, world shares are mixed after China reported its economy expanded at an 8.1 annual pace. More details at SRNnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They're great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
LGB. 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 LGB.
They say LGB everywhere I go. LGB. What it means? I don't know. LGB. Whatever it is. LGB.
Alrighty then.
Thank you.
LGB. Let's go, Brandon. Right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon. No.
LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon, I guess.
LGB.
Alright. Let's go, Brandon.
I am Cornholio.
Chant.
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Go, you know the thing. You don't say that back.
LGB.
And you ain't black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB. Let's go, Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
All kinds of weird news to start this Monday morning, but first things first.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Kind of a drab and cold Monday MLK holiday. A lot of folks will be off the roads today because they don't have to go to work. In broadcasting, this is just a regular day. Breezy cold today with a high temperature in the upper 40s, but northwest winds at 11 to 16 will make it seem colder. Mainly clear tonight. The winds come down and so do the temperatures. Quite cold. Overnight low 27. Tomorrow, cool sunshine. A little better, up to about 56. We'll be at least in the mid-60s on Wednesday. Slight chance of a late day shower. Rain and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday night. Much colder again, late week, with some question marks in the Friday time zone, a time frame, about more moisture coming in, meeting up with cold air. We'll see what happens there. Right now, this morning, we have 35 degrees, northwest winds at 9 miles per hour. That makes the wind chill factor 28 at 609.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Let's go to the News Talk newsroom, shall we?
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
First of all, Tallahassee mayor arrested in Orange Beach.
I saw that.
Interesting mugshot, too. He is sort of smiling with a very black left eye. Apparently on a strangulation charge. Felony domestic violence. He was arrested without incident, and we don't know anything about who he was with when this happened. So
down on the coast.
Bringing shame to Tallahassee. To Tallahassee. Duh, one of the other extra syllables in Florida. So, and over the weekend, we were curious to know, we had another murder here on Carmichael Road. Who's the Agatha Christie mystery murder on Carmichael Road?
Well,
again,
you know, it's your one stop for everything you need.
Yeah,
on Carmichael Road,
right up the street.
Right.
Didn't Dr. Sam say he saw the body?
He said he saw a body on the ground. And I didn't know that it was a murder victim. And on Carmichael, you don't notice when there's a body on the ground.
No, the idea on Carmichael is to get through that area as quickly as you can and make sure you're not, there's nobody standing in your way.
It's a good place for a Waffle House.
So, how many is that now? Like at least three or four over the last year that have been found in this vicinity.
We like to stay on top of the news. That's why we move close to the news here.
Yes.
At News Talk 93.1.
And we save so much money on sending out news crews.
That's right.
On fuel charges when they're just a few blocks away. Unbelievable.
I moved from one wonderful location in town to another.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you were in the outdoor prison there. The people who belonged in prison were trying to get in. Other stupid stuff. High school basketball announcers fired for calling two girls extremely overweight.
Is that right?
They give you the story. They don't give you the pictures. I think we should be allowed to see the pictures so we can decide if they were being accurate. But that's the era we live in. Spare accuracy. Don't hurt anybody's feelings.
There's news this
unless
morning.
They're conservative.
The tennis star, that French may not let him in the French Open now.
You know what? They should tell them all to kiss off. It's so ridiculous. So ridiculous.
It's bad for business for Australia. Because he was the number one seed.
If we didn't have the Second Amendment, we would be Australia. Period. Do we want to get political? No, but if Donald Trump hadn't stopped Hillary Clinton, we would be Australia. They would have been after the guns and all the rest. And then we would be totally at the government's mercy like they are there. It's sickening. I mean, you're looking at scenes there that are right out. And of course, everywhere, it's the pandemic of the unvaccinated, which it isn't. It's a highly contagious variant. In fact, we have a new Omicron song that we'll debut here in a moment.
Okay.
But that's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. Today, we're on TV. We're going to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and about some people who probably don't belong. There's an effort, though, to boot out people that really do belong in it and a few that really don't. Quick example, Mamas and Papas. Not really a rock band, but part of an era that...
It played on rock radio stations.
Yes.
You know.
I kind of look at what FM radio accepted in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was if it was hip, then it was okay. And the Mamas and Papas were hip. Find me a better voice than Mama Cass Elliott anywhere, anytime.
My God. She could belt out a song. Oh, man. You played Words of Love the other day?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Amazing.
6:15 at the end of the week, we will give away the works from Don Duncan All American Auto and Tire. They'll be open today, so if you got a day off and you want to get something accomplished and it's been a while since your car has been serviced, your tire's rotated, pick any of their three locations. You can do that any number of ways. They will be happy to take you back to your home or office if you're working or you got something you got to get done. Or they have waiting rooms with Keurig coffee, which is kind of cool, and television, so you can kill the time waiting there if all you need is the basics.
And Wi-Fi.
That's true, too, yes. So bring your phone, bring your laptop, get some work done, and get your car taken care of by the very best. With three locations to serve you, serving Pravda and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's on Mount Duncan, downtown at the newly expanded 408 Madison location, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan.
Look who just walked in.
I know. We're ready to hit the...
All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay!
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
All right. We'll give him a minute to get plugged in and settled in.
Don't you usually go to dentist appointments the same day I do?
Today.
Yeah, today.
Are you going to the dentist?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell him I need him?
I've told him. I asked him, and he said, sure.
Okay.
Will he take you on? Yes. You just have to contact him.
I just need a phone call, consultation.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think I gave you the contact information. I'll do that again.
Because I tried to explain at the last one that I need this mouth for a living, so we can't turn it into a construction zone.
Dr. Dale listens to us.
That's great. All right, so I will...
Dr. Dale Entrekin.
I will be anticipating a message from a courier.
Yes.
That would be Chase with a little barrel around his neck a little bit later this morning. 6:17, does anybody feel really awake yet today?
Now I do.
Yeah, see how much better that works with the mic on? We need an inspiring charge. That was
so. People went berserk when there were a few snowflakes mixed in with the rain yesterday. I'm happy that we don't have the misery of 4 years ago today.
Yeah,
we had quite a lot of snow on the ground.
That is true.
And that video. Oh, by the way,
can you want me to post that video, or did you post that video, or
your weather video this morning?
No, The little, I can send you the snow clip if you want.
No, I have that.
Okay.
I didn't know if you wanted me to put that because that was going to be in the weather video this morning.
Yeah, that's okay.
I could post it separate.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because, wait a minute, Rich hurt my feelings this weekend.
What?
I hate cold weather. That's from our buddy Kenny McMahon.
Well, Kenny, I hate cold weather too.
I love cold weather. It was wonderful.
I mean, I loved burning firewood, and that was great. And I sent you every fire picture I had.
We have a gas fireplace, which has never been used because I'm afraid I got to get
the explode.
Alagasco out just to make sure we start it right.
Four homes exploded today in northeast part of Montgomery.
Exactly right. Hi, honey, I'm home. Can't have that.
Now, JT and Leanne actually drove to Tennessee to see snow.
Really?
I drive the other way.
Yeah. I grew up in Chicago. If I never see another flake, it'll be too soon.
I shoveled so many feet of snow.
Snow?
Feet of snow.
Oh.
Feet of snow.
How about some local news at 6:19?
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. An update on an incident in Orange Beach over the weekend where Tallahassee Mayor Johnny Hammack was arrested on a domestic violence charge. Police are now saying Hammack is charged with domestic violence by strangulation and is being held with no bond. Orange Beach police say the incident happened Saturday night. When authorities arrived to the scene, they found probable cause that Hammack had committed felony domestic violence and took him into custody. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly weekend shooting. That shooting happened Saturday night around 11:30 in the 5600 block of Carmichael Road. One man was shot and died at the scene. No word yet on any arrests. And the Alabama Supreme Court has raised the range of bail amounts for murder charges. The recommended range for murder has now been increased from $150,000 to $1.5 million. The changes are a general rule for circuit, district, and municipal courts to use. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professionals. Did you know installing a gutter system will help protect your home's foundation, siding, and brick by diverting water away from your house? At River Region Contracting, we won't upsell you with an expensive product that you don't need. To learn more about the benefits of a gutter system or a free in-home consultation, call us today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635, or like us on Facebook.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Burglars broke into the home of Lori Loughlin and stole $1 million worth of jewelry. Also reported missing, all of Olivia Jade's rowing team medals. Kanye dropped a new track, threatening to put the beat down on Pete Davidson. But how would you know if he did? Pete always looks like he has two black eyes. Kid Rock turns 51 today. If you're looking to give him something, hopefully it's the gift of being able to write his own songs. And a man in North Pole, Alaska, was arrested after an attempted robbery on Santa Claus Lane. Try getting off the naughty list with that on your record. This is not headline news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
All right. This is actually a story that broke yesterday, but we're so excited. And on one hand, I can't say I'm the least bit surprised, but Jessie Lynn, you're all heard about her quest to become U.S. famous rodeo queen, and she did it over the weekend, just as I thought.
Awesome.
That's it is.
Quite an accomplishment because of the road that she had to take in order to get there.
Yes.
Including paying for all of those outfits and stuff like that.
Raise the money.
And the trip, you know.
Talent was there. That was never in question.
Yeah.
So we're just so proud. And we're hoping that maybe she'll check in with us a little bit later this morning. The guy, the correspondent that broke this news to me yesterday afternoon was this man here, William Blake.
Good morning, good morning. That's exactly what I was calling about. I wanted to be the first to call in and congratulate Miss Rodeo USA 2022.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is.
That's great.
It is.
We knew her when, right?
Yeah.
But
exactly.
That's quite an
accomplishment. Man, did you, Greg, go and look at some of the video for the awards presentation and everything?
I didn't. So, I have the picture of her with the trophy, and we got a ton of social media reaction on that, too.
The long list of prizes, man. I mean, it's great. She 100% deserved it. That's fantastic. And Jesse, if you're listening, congratulations.
Yep.
And William, thank you for getting me that news in such timely fashion yesterday.
It's getting a lot of responses.
Yeah, man. No problem.
All right, take care.
Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Back to entertaining ourselves now. There, in our ear, we're listening to there's already some lively banter about our subject this morning, which is acts that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that probably shouldn't be there.
Yes.
Now, there are some names I agree with, and there are other names I don't agree with that, right. that should be kicked out. And of course, there's notable... didn't you used to work for a rock band?
Well, I was going to make that point during the segment.
Yeah. I've got some... I bet this will be a lively session. We'll see. 35 degrees this morning. Wind chill factor 28.
Timeline for the 17th coming up with Rich. Just a moment. Saddest day of the year, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Scientifically, yeah.
Oh, because of...
Christmas bills come in.
Oh, that's right. There is a...
All the decorations are down. Uh-huh. Most of them, anyway.
Yeah.
We did get the tree down over the weekend. We got the ornaments off. The tree is sitting on the patio now.
I did see some decorations still up at your house, but it made me feel good. It warmed my house.
Coming in.
My heart.
Hot.
There is endless debate over how the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame chooses its inductees and whether or not those inductees are deserving. Cleveland.com delved into the accomplishments of every single person in the hall and decided that 100 of them do not belong there. A lot to talk about here, so let's say good morning to our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Ryan, good NWA morning. Is not National Weather Association, by the way.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure. Is there a group called AOS?
Are they on the list?
Yeah.
NWA.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I agree that they should not be.
Some of the names on this list here.
The Go-Go's.
Some of the names on this list that should not be in there. The Jackson 5 should not be in there.
Well,
they say, this whoever they
the
are.
The Notorious
The Jackson
Pig.
5, Hall & Oates, ZZ Top, Earth, Wind & Fire, that's garbage. Come on.
Yeah, some of them, like the Doobies should be there, of course. And the Foo Fighters, absolutely, I have no problem with that. Steve Miller. What about, didn't you used to be with a band? Is your name on that album?
My name is on this album.
Vinyl. Is that vinyl?
Are you Tommy Shaw?
Hi, my name is Greg Bedell, and I used to work for this band. They have had numerous number one hits. They have numbers of platinum selling albums. They still tour, and they sound better than ever. They're coming to town next month, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact, right. Yeah.
Until they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a joke. It is a waste of time. So let's get with it.
Hey, another one, Moody Blues. Moody Blues should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What do they have to do?
Those
are the founding fathers of FM rock and stereo, right, Jay?
Correct.
I'm okay with Journey in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Jay, you don't have a dog in this fight here?
I really don't. I've been there, but the problem is that this is going to continue to happen. It's never going to change. You know, Styx will probably make it in there at
and
some point.
First of all, who is Cleveland.com?
Yeah, right?
Hey,
that's just
on,
the
buddy.
City, isn't it?
I'm from Cleveland. Come on.
I don't trust anything from Northeast Ohio.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Rock and roll is first.
Representation is any indication of further.
Yeah. How do you feel about people from Northeastern Illinois, Ryan? I grew up in Chicago.
No, I'm getting started.
In fact, it was growing up in Chicago that I met these guys. Have I ever told you that story?
Yeah.
How I got connected to this band?
Multiple times.
Yeah.
I've never heard that story, but maybe I guess everybody else has.
The words rock and roll were first uttered on WJW Cleveland by Alan Freed. So that's why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, Ohio.
History.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is actually there also in part because there was a national campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cleveland basically had nothing.
Come on. Don't put it that way.
Even their sports teams weren't worth traveling to Cleveland to see.
Your hometown is getting hammered, Rich.
Hey,
no,
they got the Guardians.
AJ, we're out of time.
I worked in Miami at that time. This is in the 80s, and there was a national campaign to get that thing built in Cleveland.
Right.
So Cleveland would have something to brag about besides high murder rates.
Yeah, it's the rock and roll capital of the world. Thank you very much.
And there it is.
Go back to Chicago.
If you're going to call
because
it...
Because of Alan Freed? Is that why it's there?
No, it's why it's there. Defensive this
Alan
morning.
Freed was a crook. I mean, he's the reason there's payola
laws. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here.
No, I mean... It's true.
We've lost Rich now. We have lost Rich.
And everybody from Cleveland is a loser, right?
No. The nicest people in the world are Cleveland. I've been to Cleveland many times.
This has been a great Shame Cleveland segment.
I stay in the Stouffer Hotel.
It's no longer the mistake by the lake.
No. But no, you got a nice ballpark there now. And all that. It's been a renaissance.
My son lives in Cleveland as we speak. My son is in school and going to college in Cleveland. And it's
the Cuyahoga River hasn't caught
years. It's nice.
The Cuyahoga River hasn't caught fire in years.
Seriously, I traveled the country a lot. Yeah. And the nicest people I saw in any city, the friendliest, the most helpful, was Cleveland, Ohio.
By the way, who has been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I've been there three times.
I've been there once. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going until Styx is in. And the band said that they
boycotting.
The band said that I would be invited when that induction came. Because I told them I've been lobbying for years. I could do a report for you guys.
Let's do it.
From the Stouffer Hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be fantastic.
And
we can't wait.
If it happens after you pass on, Greg, I will carry your ashes up there when it happens.
Oh, my gosh. Now are we done, AJ?
I said if, and this isn't like 30 years, but...
Long way off.
Oh, boy.
Greg is kind of a picture of health.
Well, there's still time in this segment.
All right.
It drags on.
We are done. Ryan effectively killed the whole segment. So
by killing
now,
off Greg.
I love the North Shore. I love Cleveland. Bye.
Going to take his ashes up there.
We'll perk things up tomorrow. We'll try it again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day. Greg, stay healthy, please.
Please do.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m.
That was fun.
They call it the North Coast.
The North Coast, yes. Yes. I meant what I said about... Janelle's mom had family there. Yeah. The Felinos of Berea.
Yeah, I know Berea. That's near the airport.
So while over there, we rode the train. We went shopping at the new mall they had down there. There's an entertainment center. What's that called? The Flats?
Well, it was, and then it went downhill again. But there's another one.
Oh, there's another one. Yeah, well, that's what happens everywhere. They build a new place that draws crowds, and then it gets ruined because the wrong element takes over.
Yeah. I have some stories.
I'll bet you do. It is 6:31. We are going to get our first look at the roads. There is no traffic here.
Is?
Traffic report. Oh, no, I see what happened. Okay. Oh, okay. It's doing that thing with the name again.
I gotcha.
All righty. At 6:32 now, traffic, and then back with the timeline for the 17th of January.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the area this morning. What little congestion we have is in pockets along Highway 31 at the red lights all the way into Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No problems, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, or Montgomery at this point. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. From Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can't get the bare necessities, supermarket necessities. There's shortages of everything I need. The shelves are barren and empty. I can't buy any groceries. The supply chain is really screwing me. There's no peanut butter, no avocados, no soup for my supper, no Texas toast. They're out of Swiss and cheddar cheese. They don't have eggs or broccoli. No chicken of the sea, tuna cans, organic yams or raspberry jam. No toilet paper too. The bare necessities you need like eating food. But there's no food.
At 6:35 with the timeline for January 17th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
That's right,
it is. Of Cleveland.
The greater Cleveland area, home of Alan Freed and WJW Radio. Let's see, where is, here we go. Today is the 17th day of the year, 348 days remain. It is Martin Luther King Day. He would have been 93 today. But, you know, he was 25 when he took over as pastor of the Dexter Avenue, which is now called the King Memorial Church, very close to the Capitol building. It's National Bootleggers Day, and that has to do with the birthday of Temple Rye whiskey bootlegger Al Capone. Bootlegger Day. Today's Blue Monday. What does that mean?
It's the saddest day of the year.
Oh, that's right. Explain that to us again. Well, how did that get... the designation?
I may be able to do that for you here.
Okay.
Just give me one second.
Blue Monday.
We had something we put in a couple of years ago. Now I got Sad FM. We can play that later. I don't know what happened to it.
I'm blue about that. It's Hot Buttered Rum Day. Boy, I'll tell you what, anything to warm you up. Yesterday, I did some hot cocoa. And had the fire going. And today would have been Betty White's 100th birthday. If you go into any grocery store line, you're seeing happy birthday. They didn't, of course, these were all printed before her death. 4 years ago today, we were dealing with a winter wonderland, impossible travel, big 4-inch snow turned into a solid sheet of ice on the road. So going to work, you remember, was not a problem because we were the first tracks, you know, in the snow pack, right? But going home from work was a big problem. Wind chill was about 2 above. 1706, Benjamin Franklin is born in Boston. 1871, Andrew Halliday receives a patent for the cable car. His invention became the face of San Francisco, of course.
Just posted that snow video you sent.
Oh, cool. Today is officially Cable Car Day. You've been on the San Francisco cable cars?
Many times. In fact, we used one for wedding photos when my sister got married out there.
Isn't it cool, that turntable?
Yes.
Near the end where they turn it around?
That's why I always stayed at the Embarcadero Hyatt, because there was a terminus right there. Mm-hmm. So all you had to do was walk out of the hotel, wait for the car, you're one of the first people on.
Ding! I can hear that bell. 1929. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. First appeared as a comic strip. 1850, Boston thieves pull off a historic robbery. 11 men steal more than $2 million from the Brinks Armored Car Depot. Perfect crime, almost as the culprits were caught. They were caught in 1956, just days before the statute of limitations ran out. They ended ratting each other out, by the way. 53, the Chevy Corvette introduced at a car show in New York City. The cost of the first production model of the Vette was $34.90. There were only 300 produced. That same car, if you have it today from 53, would cost you about $300,000. Now our song of the day, per Jay's suggestion, right there, last Friday. All this week through Friday, we're doing TV theme songs that charted. And they, I found out there are about 24 of them. So we're going to sample 5, starting with this one today. Original theme song for this TV show, which ran from 1968 to 1980, was done by The Ventures. They actually brought the show back in 2010, and it ran for 10 more years. Here's the theme from Hawaii Five-0. It's The Ventures from the timeline, 1968.
Love Jack Lloyd.
His hair stayed in place.
I was able to record the entire song on this one. It's less than 2 minutes.
Oh, it's over. Yeah, it was great going into news time, wasn't it?
It sure was.
It ended cold, and you could get right into news. That's the first one. Now, tomorrow, we'll go back a little bit farther in history, a little bit earlier. But you'll hear a lot of the ones. Take a guess on some of them that you'll hear this week. Just think about it. Maybe break up into small groups. On this date in 1966, a B-52 bomber collides with a KC-135 jet over Spain on the Mediterranean coast, dropping 370 kiloton hydrogen bombs near the town of Palamas and one in the sea. It was not the first accident involving American nuclear bombs. Wasn't there one over South Carolina?
South Carolina. I don't know if they ever found that one either.
Also on that day, NBC purchased the rights to the Monkees, placing it in their 1966 autumn schedule. 75. Beretta premiered on ABC, 3 seasons. Cockatoo named Fred. Robert Blake was New York undercover top cop Tony Beretta. The theme song was sung by
Joey Scarberry.
Sammy Davis Jr. Hey, we're going to do
that's
Joey.
Coming up later this week.
We're doing Joey Scarberry on Thursday. And Friday, we're doing one of the biggest ones of all. 1976, Barry Manilow scored his second number one with I Write the Songs. And by the way, he did not write the song. It was written by a Beach Boys, Bruce Johnson. 84, 8 years after it began, the court battle over the legality of video cassettes, VCRs, and its alleged detrimental effect on the motion picture industry comes to an end. The Supreme Court ruling in Universal versus Sony, and you know how it came out. They lost. 1994, 4:30 a.m., magnitude 6.7 Northridge earthquake hit Los Angeles. It lasted 10 to 20 seconds, killed 57 people, and it injured 8,700. Property damage estimated up to $50 billion. Over the weekend, that explosion on the satellite of the volcano underwater.
What an amazing image.
Wow, pretty cool. 98, Mac Drudge leaked a suppressive Newsweek story about President Clinton and White House Secretary Monica Lewinsky. Now we have birthdays. Connor Cruz is 27. He's the adopted son of Tom and Nicole. Freddie Rodriguez is 47. He's, if you watch the TV show Bull, he's Benny. Kid Rock, we just heard on a little earlier in the hour here, is 51 today. Michelle Obama is 58. Jim Carrey, still pretty young at 60 years old. Steve Harvey, filthy rich now. How many shows is he on? Steve Harvey, he's 65. Does he still do the radio show too?
Yeah.
He does the radio show.
He and Ryan Seacrest.
He does what? He does. He's now a judge, right?
Yeah, he's got a judge show too.
He's got a game show.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it he does? Family Feud.
Family Feud. Yeah. No, dude's busy.
Of course, those game shows can be taped 5 in a day, right?
Oh, yes. You knock out a massive number of episodes.
Mick Taylor is the Rolling Stones guitarist from 69 to 74. He's 73 today. How old is Maury Povich?
Maury Povich? Well, I think he's over 80.
Okay.
But not by too much. He's still active, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go with 81.
83. I'm going to give you one more chance, so you can keep what you got, or you can go for the James Earl Jones age.
That's easy. He's 91.
He is 91. And we know Betty White would have been 100 today.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Here's countdowns now. 29 days till Valentine's Day. 42 days till Mardi Gras. Official first day of spring, 61 days. That's the vernal equinox. Baseball in 73 days. There better be. I wouldn't bet on it.
No.
And Christmas, 342 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Your chilly forecast coming up in just a second. Not the kind of weather you wake up, go outside, and say, hey, let's hit the water today. But believe it or not, there are people that do, because they have wetsuits. So they think nothing of going out on a day like this on the lake, thanks to jet skis from Adams Motorsports. They carry Kawasaki, the original and the best. And here's the thing that motivates me to tell you about these on January 17th. They get a certain allotment every year. And when they're gone, they're gone. So get your deal done early. Stop by and see Terry and his team Tuesday through Saturday. They're off today because Terry gives his staff a full weekend, Sunday and Monday, to enjoy the products they sell. Everybody lives the life there. Then go back and see them about, to me, this is the best way to enjoy the water. It's so personal, it's so visceral, and they're easy and safe. In fact, they even have a device that will protect kids, because kids 12 and up can use these as well. Never had a problem with them, and used to have one back in the mid to late early 90s. So much fun. Having had a boat and a jet ski, I vote for the jet ski any single time. That, motorcycles, bikes, scooters, and more that get incredible gas mileage and are fun on the road just the same way that the jet ski is on the water. See Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And 24/7 right now at adamsmotorsports.com. For your jet ski forecast,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Kind of a drab-looking day. I don't think we're going to have to joy up the room today. Breezy and cold with a high temperature only in the 40s. Northwest winds 11 to 16 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Mainly clear tonight. Quite cold, overnight low temperature 27. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, a little better, high around 56. We'll be at least in the mid-60s on Wednesday. Slight chance of a shower late in the day. Rain and maybe some thunderstorms on Wednesday night. Much colder late week again. And the question remains, will there be a low coming out of the Gulf while cold air is on top of us? I hope not. Right now, this morning, we have 35 degrees, wind chill factor 28 at 647.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, 13 before 7 o'clock, we have our Restaurant News replay followed by Traffic with Skipper. And then we'll delve into the world of the cheap and trashy celebrity Hollywood gossip and showbiz report.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A dangerous winter storm combining high winds and ice is blasting through parts of the U.S. southeast. The storm knocked out power yesterday to tens of thousands of customers, felled trees, and coated roads with treacherous ice. Novak Djokovic is heading home to Serbia after his deportation from Australia over its required COVID-19 vaccination ended his hopes of defending his Australian Open tennis title. The annual Martin Luther King Jr. service is set to be held at his old congregation in Atlanta. Scheduled to attend today are the city's mayor, Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, and U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock. And as the nation marks the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., Wall Street will be closed for the day. Meanwhile, world shares are mixed after China reported its economy expanded at an 8.1 annual pace. More details at SRNNews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They're great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, with Martin Luther King holiday today, we have very light traffic all over the area. We're not expecting any major problems this morning. Hopefully you guys will be safe out there and we won't have much to report. As of right now, light to moderate and no issues. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Inwetumpka. Medical billing and coding and pharmacy technician classes start February 7th at Trenum State. Call 420-4240, Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switch, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Jerry Todd here. Mindy and I would like to invite you down to the Kickback Ranch and Event Center for a Valentine's special, a night of romance, food, and music from Elvis to Cash and many more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, dinner served at 6, and at 7:30, the Kickback Ranch stage opens to Todd Allen Herendeen and his famed dinner theater show. Best seats are always purchased early. So go to kickbackranch.net or call us at 286-4140 to reserve yours. And if you want to spend the night or a weekend, we're offering a 20% off Valentine's special on all of our rooms. The Kickback Ranch and Event Center's Valentine's Special Night with dinner, desserts, music, and much more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, show starts at 7:30. Grab that special someone in your life or that group and head on to one of the best-kept secrets in Montgomery County. It's the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We're located just a short drive down 331 South out of Montgomery. For more information, go to thekickbackranch.net or like us on Facebook.
Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tune in to the all-new Sad FM.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Sad FM.
I'm sorry that I left you down.
All sad, all the time.
Hello from the other side.
Home of the super sad workday. Always only two in a row.
When your day is long.
Wake up to the mundane morning show.
Kelly sick again today.
Then the dismal drive home. Go to bed with our nighttime show, Lonely Nights. Sad FM. Tune in today and see how long a workday can be. Sad FM.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Everybody's in it, but nobody's watching it. That would be CNN. You've got to be an extra special level of stupid to lose 90% of your audience.
90%? What are they down to now?
Yeah, they were. They averaged 548,000 viewers during the week of January the 3rd, a precipitous drop from 2.7 million viewers for the same week in 2021. The numbers were supercharged by the left-leaning network's coverage of the Capitol riot. That resulted in CNN having its most watched day since Ted Turner launched it. However, on the one-year anniversary of the insurrection, viewers chose Fox as the top ratings for coverage of the event. They saw an 86% decline in the 25-54 demographic, which, you know.
That's what you sell.
Yeah, because they're just loaded with money. It's so stupid.
You know what I read saw an increase in viewership that was surprising? The NFL.
Yeah, I think some of the anti-NFL, you know, with all, last year when they were all up on social justice messaging and stuff, I think, I don't know if they backed off that. I really don't care. I looked to see who won, and
there weren't any close games over the weekend.
Yeah, but Cleveland was the surprise.
Cleveland won.
They hadn't won a playoff since 1990.
Or is it Cincinnati you're talking about?
Or Cincinnati? That's not Cleveland. Cincinnati is what
I was going to say.
Another Ohio place.
What are you getting excited now?
Sorry.
How did I not know the Browns were in the playoffs?
I meant Cincinnati. Yeah,
I would love to see the Browns make it. But,
but
my only interest in the NFL is to see Tom Brady win another Super Bowl. Tiffany Haddish got a DUI.
Who's that?
I don't know. I do know who Lori Loughlin is, and somebody stole $1 million in jewelry from her.
Who's got $1 million in jewelry?
All of my former girlfriends combined.
That's a great answer. Mark that one.
Yeah. He's got a good point. I was rather disturbed over the weekend to find out that Netflix is raising its prices again.
Again.
Up to $15.49 for the standard plan.
What did it used to be, Jay?
$6.99 when I first signed up.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of amazing. You get a DVD in the mail, watch it, put it back in the envelope.
Yeah.
And then
they came pretty quick.
Yeah, they did. It was pretty amazing. Last time they hiked their prices was October of 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic.
I'm binge watching a series called Safe on Netflix right now.
How's that?
It's pretty good.
You know what I caught the end of last night? Knives Out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was on FX or one of those channels.
You'd already seen it, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because it really sucks to catch the end of that movie before seeing the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I just wanted, I hadn't seen it since the time we won. That was over a year ago, I think. All right, Kanye West has officially threatened Pete Davidson because Pete Davidson is dating, what's her face? Kim?
Yeah, Kardashian.
Is this the audio of that?
I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids, I stop taking the credit. Not custodial dad, I bought the house next door. What you think the point of really being rich for? Save me from that crash, just so I could be Pete Davidson's ass.
Who?
Really? I mean, could that be more infantile? How dare him? All right. Buffalo Bills are the first NFL team to play a perfect offensive game in history. Their 47-17 win over the weekend against the Patriots. They ran 51 plays on offense and gave yards on almost all of them. The only time they lost yardage was when they knelt twice at the end of the game to run out the clock. Of all teams to run a perfect offensive game, it's the Buffalo Bills.
So it looks like it's going to be what? The Bills and...
Well, the Cowboys were eliminated yesterday.
Yeah, the Cowboys were. Yeah, that's right.
That, and I just...
Oh, it's going to be Kansas City and the Bills in the AFC, right?
Right, yeah. Probably. I was going to say, yeah, just in those playoffs.
And Tom Brady looked good yesterday, so, I mean, he played well, too. Tim Allen is making a Santa Claus series for Disney Plus. NBC coming out with a Betty White special on the 31st. America's Golden Girl. That's the name of it. Highest paid musicians of 2021. Guess who is at the top of that list?
Highest paid musicians of 2021. I want to go with some, you know, young whippersnapper.